As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Monica Packer from About Progress, and this is How Do You, a monthly series where we hear from real women sharing how they are working on their progress with their identity, habits, and fulfillment. As an introvert, I largely prefer to exercise by myself. It's my time to be alone, to think, to process, and to be alone. Yes, I know I said that twice. Even as I say that, I have to admit to you that my greatest workout experiences have been in groups. I can think of the spin class where I left crying because it was such an emotional release. Or this dance class in particular, where as I was leaping up and doing this move with my arms and hands, I felt this feeling of being myself again and connecting to that self with other people, connecting to their self, just felt so beautiful. There really is a space for all of us in group fitness. And whether or not you're interested in that or the next step, which is becoming a group fitness instructor, I know you're gonna love this episode. And it's largely because I get to introduce you to one of my dearest friends and my only employee, Taylor Rockwood. Taylor is the podcast manager. She does literally anything you can think of, but one of the biggest things she does is cheerlead me and this podcast and this community in ways that is irreplaceable. And she has taken on that cheerleading role as a group fitness instructor as well the past few years. In this How Do You episode, you will hear Taylor share about why she loves group fitness and what it does for her, how she fell into becoming an instructor, and how following that passion with some gumption and ambition has helped her feel like herself and connected to others in ways that she can't replace either. You are going to love Taylor so much. I can't wait to share this How Do You episode with you. Taylor Rockwood, welcome to About Progress.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
For those who don't know, Taylor is my podcast manager, aka she does everything to make this podcast possible. And it's so exciting because we've never had you on the podcast.
I know. That's nice of you to say, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. One day we'll have to share the story about you talking yourself into the job,
yeah.
Which was so awesome. And I hope you know how much I appreciate you, and all the listeners should too. It would not be possible without you. Let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Sure. So I am originally from California. I actually grew up sort of with Brad, your husband's family.
Yeah.
And that was kind of one of the connections we had. And then we lived in Arizona, me and my husband and our kids. While my husband was in medical school, and we are in Southwest Virginia for his residency. I don't think we ever thought we would live on the East Coast, but we've actually really liked it. And we have been here almost 2 years, and we will have about one more year left as of July.
Wow, that went by really fast. I remember us still trying to sync Arizona and
the time change.
Yeah, trying to keep up with that all the time. That felt like not that long ago. Well, I'm so glad you're here. We're going to be talking about how you became a group fitness instructor. My favorite part about this is that you really didn't ever have an interest in this area for a long time. So let's start with the setting. So the background about what even got you into having this desire to get into group fitness, period, and then a fitness instructor to boot.
Sure. So I have always liked physical activity, I guess. My parents were good examples of that, not in any weird or specific way. I just always saw them exercise just kind of as part of their daily routines. And then I played sports and my siblings played sports and all that. And then I kind of got out of the habit in college and when I was working after college. But then I had my first baby and he was almost one. And I asked for a gym membership for my birthday because my husband was in school. And I thought, I just need to like do something to get out of the house, basically. And so I got the gym membership. It was expensive. And even though it was a gift, I thought, okay, if I use this 6 days per week, then like the price per use, works out. Like I felt good about that. So I just showed up. It was a Friday. I walked into a muscle class, which at that gym was like just a weights kind of class. It was packed full. The instructor was awesome. She was kind of, all over the place, use heavier weights, yelling at us. I had like 5 pound weights. I didn't know what I was doing, but I loved it. And so I just kept showing up. Whatever class they had at 8:30, I just kept showing up. That's what worked with nap time. So we were there for almost 5 more years. And all of a sudden, we match for residency out here in Virginia. At that time, my favorite format was high fitness. I look up, is there high fitness out here? There wasn't. And so I thought, well, I guess it has to be me. Luckily, my best friend, well, one of my friends had already become certified during the pandemic and was teaching Zoom classes where she lived in Indiana. And that was very inspiring to me. Then my other friend with me in Arizona, she had been talking about getting certified. And so I was like, okay, well, I have these two great examples. I guess I'm doing this. So I signed up for the virtual certification, did that in like April. We moved out here in June, and it has totally snowballed.
So tell us more about that snowball, because I know a little bit behind this, and I love even how you became a high fitness instructor in the first place is really fascinating. But then how you made it happen where you lived is a whole other thing too. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so we joined the gym, which was awesome. We got a really kind of a discount. Can you tell I'm always looking for a deal at the gym? We got a discount because it's like a through my husband's residency or whatever. So I make him go so we can sign up. Again, I show up, I take my kids to the childcare. It's the summer. I walk into a Les Mills body pump class, and I had never taken any of the Les Mills classes, but that's like a big brand with lots of formats under it. I take the class, I go up to the instructor after, and I'm kind of like, "Hi, like I'm Taylor. I'm an instructor." But I hadn't actually really had a job teaching. The certification. And she was like, "Okay, let me take you to meet my boss, who's now my boss." We go into her office. I talk about high fitness. They're like, "Yeah, we never heard of that. It's more popular on the West Coast." And she says, "I need a Les Mills grit instructor." And I said, "I will do that. I can do that. Sure." I'd never taken the class or anything. It's a 30-minute high intensity format. So the next day or so, I go take a grit class. So hard, probably the hardest workout I've ever done. Still, I'm like, I can do this. I sign up for that training and I get certified. And I sort of just think if I can show them I'm committed to this, if I can do a good job at this, maybe they'll let me bring on high fitness. And that did eventually work. So I taught grit. They would let me sub formats here and there with high fitness. And now we have 3 high fitness classes there a week that have like tripled in size, which is really exciting. And then I did eventually get my become a certified group fitness instructor through like a more national association. But anyway, that's my journey.
It has snowballed, and it's so fun to hear about it. I'm just curious about group fitness in general too. Why group fitness for you?
I will always love group fitness. And I have also grown to love just working out on my own and following a, kind of on floor or on machines. But group fitness allows for accountability because it starts at a certain time. So like I said, when I started out, I just would be there by 8:30 and just do whatever was happening. I couldn't talk myself out of it. It started a certain time. Then hopefully, I hope this is true for everyone, people start to recognize you. Hopefully your instructor recognizes you. There's this accountability because the group expects you to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about as a participant, as a member of a gym. I like that the music is going on in the room. I like that someone else tells me what to do. And I still like that. I still like to be a participant. I just want to get in there. You tell me what to do, have a good workout and get out. And it kind of just takes some of the pressure off too, because someone is coaching you. So if you're starting out, it's a good way to make sure you're doing things correctly and safely too.
Why didn't you think you'd ever be interested in being an instructor? And then what turned you on to that besides the practicality of wanting to have that particular class?
I probably thought, oh, I'm not good enough for that. I'm sure we've all felt that at one point or another. I loved and became friends with so many of my instructors, but I thought they had something I didn't. So I was really happy being in my spot. I was always in kind of this like middle second row. That was my spot there. And I was just there to focus on myself and didn't want maybe attention so much. And of course, if you're the instructor, everyone's looking at you by design. But I think I just thought I wasn't good enough for that. Hmm. And then the practicality piece came in where it was like, I have to do this. And then I realized being an instructor, it's not about being even the fittest or the strongest or the best. It's really more about being the best at creating that group fitness environment and making sure people are safe in their exercise, of course. So I just had a shift in what I realized being the instructor actually means.
And was that personality part an issue for you too? Like another obstacle where you're like, workout instructors are only this type of personality and I'm not that person? Or was that something you're like, no, I fit in that.
No, I thought I didn't have the personality, because I keep using high fitness as an example. Sometimes in the classes, there'll be a kind of lot of like woohoos. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
As a participant, I would never. I was like, I will not open my mouth. I will breathe through my nose. I will not open my mouth. And that's why I thought I could never be an instructor. But then I sort of feel like as an instructor, you almost like step out into your role. Mm. You turn on your music, you step to the front of the room. And for me, it's still who I am.
Yeah.
It's part of my personality, but I'm in a role where I'm teaching and I'm responsible for bringing the energy. So you do turn it on a little.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that per se, because I did the same thing with podcasting. Like I'm not typically this good of a listener in real life, or I would say not so eloquent, but people hear me not being very eloquent here too. I'm more of an introvert, but it's like almost having a role that you can step into brings out sides of yourself that you also have in there and that are fun to bring out.
I love that description.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk to the people who are kind of curious about this. Now they're saying, oh, maybe I don't have to be the best. I don't have to have the most bubbly, high energy kind of personality all the time, but I'm really drawn to this. And I love it for those reasons that you shared. How do you become a group fitness instructor?
So I think that's okay. And I love that every instructor is different, because you will draw the participants to your class that need that in an instructor. Mm-hmm. I always liked a really intense instructor who would push me, say, no, you can do heavier weights. No, you can do this harder, faster, better, stronger, whatever. That intensity is not for everyone. That's okay. Some like someone who's just super positive, and we should probably all be positive all the time, but kind of like that, you got this no matter what. So that's okay. Your personality will find your people. So don't discount yourself for that reason. But I recently had someone ask me this after a class, like, how do I get into this? And I just said, well, what do you like to do the most here? You know, you don't need to reinvent yourself. If you're already showing up to the gym or a class or boot camp or whatever it is, do you like that? You know, so I would say find the thing you like, make sure you're doing it for the right reason, meaning, you know, exercise is not like a punishment for you. It's something that you really enjoy. Like, there's that whole component to this for sure, the whole fitness industry. And ask around. Like, I was so glad she asked me. There's room for everyone, I think. I'm sure some places maybe it feels exclusive, and I would hate that. There's room for everybody and everybody's talents. So go to classes if that's what you like, and go up to the instructor and ask them about it. And you may have an experience like I did where it's like, let's go talk to the group fitness manager and let's see what we're looking for right now. And people should be able to tell you what's worked for their area, because sometimes that matters too. So that was something I did, or like with High Fitness before I was out here, I just liked it so much. I thought I'll just get this certification and figure out how to teach it later. So those are my, find what you like, ask other people, go from there.
I think that's smart, because the little I do know about group fitness is that there's different certifications for different types of classes. So, this is where you can get in the weeds a little bit when you're like thinking about if we're going to go through every type of certification process. Some are more intense, some are less. But it's more, like you said, go with what you like and ask questions. It can be that simple. Do something to start.
Yes. Do something small. Ask someone. If you're too nervous to ask someone, I mean, if you Google whatever format instructor, like, trust me, they want you to find them. They want you to, like, the certifications out there want you to find them. So you could probably find it on Google.
And just for those who are curious, it does cost money to get certified, right?
Yeah, it does. So each format will have like their training fee usually. I paid my High Fitness fee myself, but then when I, for example, did Grit, because the gym wanted me to do that, like, they reimbursed me fully. Then when I got my AFA certification, which is like the certified group fitness instructor, I teach at the YMCA, which was able to offer me like a little bit of reimbursement. So I've had all three things. So that's another part of the reason you want to make sure it's something that you want to do. You do not become a group fitness instructor for the money. I mean, you do get paid, but it's not like a big moneymaker. At least for the way I do it.
Yeah, it's more for everything else that you shared about why you live.
So much else is worth it to me.
And oftentimes, I think you get your gym pass reimbursed too.
Yeah, I get my gym pass for free, and I mean, I'll just tell moms, like, I bring my kids to the childcare, and isn't that like the most ideal way to be? I'm combining something I like and would do anyway, working out, with a job. And I can bring them, and my kids like it. I mean, I've been lucky to have kids that have engaging and fun childcare areas, and I can just bring them with me.
That's awesome. I have one more curiosity question about the whole, like, you establishing High Fitness back East. How did you get it to triple in size? Like, how did you get people to come to the classes more? Cause I know in the beginning it was pretty low numbers, right?
And it's definitely out here, just in less areas. So I got super lucky when I moved out here. I asked in a Facebook group, I said, hey, I'm looking to start teaching High Fitness. I think I was asking for like gym recommendations maybe. And someone responded and said, I'm a certified High Fitness instructor. And I was shocked. But she also wasn't teaching at the time. Her husband was also in residency. So then we connected and we were like, okay, two heads have to be better than one. And I just got after it. Like, I made a list of gyms and places and I called everyone. And out here, I have worked for, like, the hospital owns a gym, the YMCA, a boot camp. I've worked for the city parks and rec, the county parks and rec. And then I've done my own thing, like just teaching outside. So I can't probably spread myself a little too thin in trying to spread, but that's okay. I've reeled it back in a little bit now. Just being consistent.
Mm.
I'm going to show up and I'm going to give 200% energy to two people and hope that grows. And it's really hard to do that. It's really hard to teach to two people. If anyone listening to this is like in that spot, I feel you. And that still happens to me for any format, a small class. I just decided I had to show up with the same energy, no matter who was there. They deserved that and was consistent with it. I mean, it's 2 years, it's a slow grow, you know? And when I say triple, it's like my biggest class ever is like 16. It's not like the 40, 50 people rooms you might see on Instagram, okay?
Still love the 200% showing up for them, consistency, and just, it's still triple in size. Like that's a big deal, big deal there. Okay, what is one thing you would do differently if you went back in time?
Well, like I just said about calling everyone and spreading myself thin, I would maybe do that differently. While it did maybe make a lot of connections, that is not really what helped me grow. So maybe rather than be teaching two people at eight places, I needed to concentrate on getting eight people in a room at two places. Like those are kind of probably how it worked out. So I was really eager and anxious to grow it initially. Not bad, you know, that had some drive that drove me. But I did it, but I didn't need to spread myself so thin and be worn out. I could have burned out from doing that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good one. And what has been the biggest benefit you have found in doing this?
I don't even know if I can think of a single biggest benefit. I leave every class as excited and as filled with joy as if it was my first one ever. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. I could be having a low energy day. I could go teach and just be filled with energy. Also, moving to a whole new area, side of the country, it forced me to connect with people. And I probably owe almost all of my social interaction, at least initially when we moved here, to people at the gym. And mm-hmm. not even deep stuff, just, you know, we just kind of need conversation in our day. And then I got to know people because I always try to learn people's names and a little bit about them. And I love just the checking in. That social connection aspect of it. So the physical benefit of it all is very low. Of course, I love that, but the social connection, emotionally, mentally feeling clearer and more energized, having something that works with my schedule as a mom, those are the biggest benefits.
That's wonderful. Well, this has been so fun. I love learning about this passion of yours. And I feel so lucky to benefit from your drive and your cheerleading work. We all need a cheerleader, right? And you're mine because you definitely see all my, this is bad, or I don't think I did that right, or what do you think about this? The insecurities that come out big time and low times, and you've been through it all with me. So I'm like getting emotional a little bit, but I'm so grateful for you. I love that you have this passion, and thank you so much for sharing about it with us today.
Thank you for having me. No, you can call me whatever, assistant or podcast manager, but I feel like if you and About Progress are the football team, I'm the head cheerleader. And I love that role. And I think that's why group fitness is a good fit for me. As the instructor, I'm cheering everyone on. Mm-hmm. And same as anyone listening to this who wants to go into it, I'm cheering you on.
Awesome. Taylor, do you have a public Instagram page or is that private?
It's private, but I mean, if someone wanted to ask me about it and they could find me, I'm happy to answer questions.
Well, maybe what we can say is they can email me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 'Cause that's where I am too.
Yeah. So you can just email me hello@aboutprogress.com. And then if you have a few follow-up questions for Taylor.
Oh yeah. I'm happy to, because it can be intimidating, but it's not. We can break it down.
Oh, so nice of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.